Candidates were able to highlight their top three goals they hope to accomplish in the state Senate if elected. United Utah Party candidate Kathy Callow-Huser's top goals are to make sure everyone's voices are heard, promote education, especially in STEM, and expanding Medicaid.
I think that many of us have felt at times, regardless of what the issue is, that our voice hasn't been heard. I know that in working on reservations, they feel their voices haven't been heard. I've worked a lot with poor populations in the state. They don't feel their voices are heard. And as I've gone to legislative sessions, I can see that in our legislative sessions. The people who have time during the day, the people who are more affluent, the people who are more engaged in politics are the ones who are there. And the people who have to work 18 hours a day to survive, they can't go to a legislative session. Their voices aren't heard.
Democratic Party candidate Pat Vaughn says she wants to improve the quality of life via economic development, innovate education, and protect public lands.
Clean air is a right. It's not a privilege. And our environment is extremely precious to us. Utah has a reputation of being an outdoor recreation king and queen. If we don't protect that, we will lose a significant part of our economy.
Republican candidate Jack Rubin says he would reinvest power to locals, look at transportation solutions for Highway 40, and redistricting options.
I would go so far as to say that gerrymandering is actually the most fundamental problem we've got in this country. Forget Utah. In the country. Because if you have a say, see, you can ignore the other side. That's wrong. And historically, to talk about this district, you know, we've got the three counties out in the basin, Daggett, Deschene, and Uinta, that are in the district in their entirety. Wasatch is in three Senate districts. Summit is in two. So, you know, might it make sense for these counties to be all in the same district because they basically represent a group? I think that this is great work and it needs to be done.
Democratic Party candidate Eileen Gallagher is a pediatrician. She plans to focus on health care, address air quality, and reduce state involvement in local issues.
People in Utah are suffering unnecessarily because of lack of affordable and excellent health care. And so that would be a group of pieces of legislation, but I think that we need to expand access to healthcare and we need to improve the quality, especially in rural areas. I trained in a rural healthcare program. That is actually something that I'm very interested in. It's actually what I do now is help clinics to set up and start new clinics. I train the front staff, I train the nurses, I train the back end staff, and we need better rural healthcare.
Republican candidate Brian Gorham wants to establish tourist zones where liquor laws are more lax. He also wants to focus on transportation solutions for Highway 40.
The Uinta Basin is landlocked, and because of that, that economy is severely limited. We do need to look at a train. The great thing to know is that Uinta Basin is the cash cow of the state. We produce about 90 to 100,000 barrels of oil a day, but we have the capacity to produce 300,000 to 400,000 barrels a day. That being said, we don't have a way to get it out. The only way to get it out is driving down the main street of Heber, and nobody wants that. You don't want what you have. We need to figure out a different route. Jack alluded to Sea Bridge Road. It's a road through Uinta County. It would join I-70. That would give us interstate access.
The entire form can be heard online at kpcw.org. Primary elections are June 26. To vote in the Republican primary, you must be affiliated with the Republican Party. To vote in the Democratic Party, you must be a member of the party or simply request a ballot if you are unaffiliated. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.